Welcome back to the 2016 NFL Scouting Combine, Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, joined by former University of Iowa standout safety, a former NFL player, Matt Bowen, who now writes for ESPN. We bring Matt in to talk about something that Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer was talking about today, and that is Harrison Smith being an impactful player. I know that you're a fan of Harrison Smith.
I love watching him play. And I remember watching Harrison Smith back at the Senior Bowl when he's coming out of Notre Dame. You go down to practice in Mobile. You're watching defensive backs go through drill. You say, okay, this guy can play. He's got good footwork, good speed. He's physical. He's tough. He wants to hit. And he's a leader on the football field. Now, that's back in an all-star game performance. Now you see it translate to the NFL game very smoothly. He's one of the most underrated players at the position. You know, when we talk about free safeties in the NFL, it's Earl Thomas, guys like that. I understand that, but Harrison Smith needs to be up there in that discussion with Earl Thomas. A different skill set than Earl Thomas, but you're talking about impact, like you said. Tremendous impact on the game. He can play the deep middle of the field. He can play cover two. He can roll down the box. He can blitz off the edge. A perfect fit for a guy like Mike Zimmer, who likes to be creative and likes to win games with his defense and his play in the secondary.
Is it, you know, safeties are so often put into two different buckets, the ball hawk and then the in-the-box defender. But is that fair? Is that how you would put safety, how you would categorize them, or is there more to it than that?
When I played, yeah. But the game's changed so much. You look at college football on Saturdays, you look at the Big 12, and the teams are scoring 50 points a week. And now in the NFL, you're getting more of those spread concepts and those spread quarterbacks coming to the NFL, those spread wide receivers. The game's more wide open. So you need guys who can do both. What I say is you need two free safeties. You need guys that are physical, that are tacklers and are tough, but also guys that have range and versatility. And that's what you really want in both those guys. But it's such a hard position to scout. We see so many teams year after year draft players that either don't develop within their system or struggle at the NFL level because they're asked to do both those things. You can't just say I'm a strong safety anymore. I play in the box. Well, you know, 60% of the game now is played in nickel or dime. You have to be able to move. You have to be able to do different things.
And what would happen if the Vikings were to get a guy who had a similar skill set to Harrison Smith? Say it's not as elite a player as Harrison Smith, but the same type of player. Because Mike Zimmer talked about that earlier today in his press conference, that if we can get a safety with a versatile skill set to put next to Harrison Smith, even Harrison can be more impactful.
Well, it allows you to do different things coverage-wise. When you have two guys that are versatile, you can roll them both. You can roll one down in the box, roll one back to the middle third, roll one back to cover two alignment, blitz the other guy. You never know where either guy's coming from. Now you have the best hand of cards when you come to the line of scrimmage. Like I said, if you watch Minnesota on tape and watch the defense under Zimmer, you don't know what's coming. There's a lot of disguise, a lot of confusion they create. So if you have two of those players, it also allows you to play more with your base defense. Okay, like I said, nickel and dime 60% of the time. You play with your base defense, it'll go even more creative. Put with a big nickel, put with a big dime set out there. Put one of your safeties as a dime and put them in the box and blitz them. There's so many creative things you can do when you have that type of talent.
A lot of University of Iowa ties to the Vikings. We could stand here all day and talk about them. It begins with Fred Zambrilletti all the way up. But Chad Greenway is still a Viking. And Coach Zimmer had some nice things to say about him. I don't know what your familiarity is with Chad, but what have you thought about his career so far?
Tremendous leader and a total pro. The magic thing about Chad Greenway, he does it on the field, off the field. He's always prepared to play. He does the right things. He plays with technique. He knows how to use his hands. And most importantly, and this comes from Iowa, our old defensive coordinator, Norm Parker, who had passed away. I played for him, and Chad played for him. The best compliment you can receive as a football player, it's not stats, it's how tough you are. When you're done, someone said, was that guy a tough player? He's one of the toughest guys I know. Great pro, great guy to be around. I know he helps that football team from a leadership standpoint.
All right, great stuff from Matt Bowen of ESPN. You can catch his work there. Thanks for joining us, man. Have a good week here, okay?
Thank you.